at this gathering, we pick up a lot of different energies, and it kind of, we get also, there are lots of hypnotic triggers or stuff like that, so it's hard to know also what's ours. After we come back, we kind of integrate, and sometimes we have things in our field, right, that are not entirely ours, so it might not be easy to process also. But if it's a, I don't believe in like whole full positive experience, right? There is always a negative side and always a positive side, I think. But also usually there is some harvesting of energy in these events, right? But also some positive, right? Some genuine aspect, right? So, but I know there is a lot of obstacle on the road, you know, because we have like a broken self-esteem usually. So it takes work to kind of rebuild ourselves and step up, you know, the middle of all the proposition that they are out there, and also reconnecting to really our own style, right? And what is really aligned with us. And and I think, you know, there is like a sort of cacophony in the work of spiritual development sometimes. What the spiritual world needs is genuine intention, but it's also hard to stay genuine. I mean, we need to be working on consciousness, because there are always things trying to get in us and our life and our kind of rediscover, remember. Because I think it's a lot about remembering. The more we kind of deprogram from all we have been programmed to, we know better. You know, we know better when we are in alignment with ourselves. And then, you know, if you're a healer, you will have also, or a therapist, or however you're gonna present it, you will have different tools. Maybe it shows me that you have like memory coming up, and when you have that in your dreamscape, actually it's quite something, because there is a lot of repression, so we don't remember. You have to kind of battle with yourself and make space in your life, right? So you have the time, and then also fight perfectionism programming that tell you it's never good enough, or it's not time, maybe later, maybe later, maybe later. I might just start now and see how it works, you know, how it will work. And then people bring, who are brought our way, also gonna show us some things, right? Because you get a lot of different proposition. It's programmed in your own mind, so you keep yourself small. And I mean, sometimes people are, you know, you get resistance that are tangible in people, but then you have your own thing, and then you're the only one responsible for not taking the action, and you start to know it when you repeat a few times the same patterns, right? But I know it's hard to jump to the unknown, but I also don't think you have to give up everything. I think it's gradual, because even getting clients, you know, when we struggle with our self-esteem, like it's been my case, you're not gonna have like 100 of clients knocking on your door, because you don't believe in yourself enough that you're not gonna manifest it. So I think it's pretty risky to give it up all, and I think it's gradual, right? You do it like a part time, and then if it goes half time, right, and you keep your half time job, because getting your full revenue from your own practice take time, right? Yeah, trust the process, guide it a little bit, and also be discerning about the association, right? And but I think, yeah, we try something new, and then we learn, and then we see maybe in 6 months it doesn't belong, and we explore all there is, and it leads to something else. And along the way we meet some people, some strange people, some people who start to be long-time friends, right? And some doors, you know, we close if we want to open new ones. So it's how we decide to spend our time, with whom, and it changes every year of our life, right? Because it changes with us, and it just keeps on being interesting. I think if we pay attention to what's going on for us, there is always something to learn, right? If we get triggered, and we get triggered numerous times a day, so then we can learn, okay, how did things got in, and can look better, like, oh, how did I get triggered? Yeah, usually it's our, I mean, it's our self-esteem, our problem. It can keep us, you know, or guilt or shame or just thinking we are, I'm not a good enough person. That can torture me, though on the outside, right, you would not, I have like a, you know, on the outside it doesn't look like I have reason to have a hard time, but it's all in internal, all in my mind and head. And so when we work for someone else, for doing the project that they are working on, no matter if it's okay, right, it's still time that we would like to spend on other things that make us grow or things like that. So I understand what you mean, you know, because a part of your day is spent on things that you would choose something else. If it wasn't for the money, basically, you would do something else. Like, it's not terrible, but you would do something else with your time. And whenever we feel that, I mean, it's a sort of, yeah, it's a struggle. It's an inner struggle. I do struggle a lot with that. I always struggle a lot with time. And I've also noted, I also uncover some programming around time, right? I have not enough time, or I'm losing my time, or things like this. And it helps me to kind of be less anxious, to know what's kind of looping. I'm like, oh, okay, it's just that program going on. It's okay. It's not the truth. It's not real reality, right? Time, because time is entangled with the money. And so that's like, or many times, many other things than, you know, just other people, you know, wanting a part of our time or attention, or it's just, right? I usually don't remember anything. I don't even remember sometimes the last time what happened. Like, I remember other things, but it's a good thing, because it means that when you explain things, you kind of feel them. And so I receive the information like that, so I can feel it, so I will remember it better. And I think that's how I can remember a lot of different moments with you, because there was this kind of sentience in the body that then I can kind of anchor the memory. The more you grow, the more you remember how special you are, right? Same for me. But I mean, everybody's got something, right? Everybody's got them. Everybody's battling with some kind of similar thing. So, but then what you are doing now is that you want to use your own abilities, right? You want to create your job from the inside out, right? So it's a different thing that's, you know, it's not a marketing thing with our talents and our ability. So it kind of, we kind of feel naked because it's also not tangible, right? You have, if you are a therapist, you want your client to get something out of it and to, you know, that they are happy with what's been going on. And also sometimes you have to say things that are maybe not so easy to say or things like that. So you want them to have something great, right? And so I find it's a very relational field, and that can trigger a lot of doubts and, you know. But I think also when you're high on some substance like this, you're missing some things, like, you know, maybe some of the subtle layers and maybe you can get intuition that is also artificial, right? Maybe you're not your own, not your kind of natural intuition. So it's quite brave to be on this journey, and quite kind of, you know, yeah, power standing, right? You want to be in your solar plexus and not like second guessing yourself every second and doubting yourself and then saying, oh, I could have done better, not just power standing, to using our power, because that's something that is robbed away a lot from us. And I'm practicing that to more power standing. And September has been good. August, I sucked at power standing. I was absolutely not. I noticed that September was kind of friendly for that power standing. Well, there is all kind of reasons. So we have to keep wise about what's happening. We always learn from it, but sometimes we need a little adjustment where we're like, okay, well, that's really not... But I don't know, it would be a problem if with someone who is intrusive, you know, who wants to interrupt you every... That happened to me, like someone who interrupts you a lot through your day, that's like make it very hard to live with them. And then I experiment and I'm like, oh, because it shows you what's in people's mind, like very deeply, you know, like at the bottom of their mind, like, and you're like, oh, I... Oh, okay, on the outside, this person looked like quite healed, but there are really some unhealed aspect that I wasn't aware. So now I was aware and I was like, okay, it's not gonna work or things like this. But otherwise, with someone else, it works pretty well because we're pretty compatible. So I guess it's about finding that compatibility with other beings, but with... who you are today, then, you know, in 1 month it will already have changed. So it can also relieve the pressure, because there is like a frequency in it, right? Because we're genuine and all that you speak is truth. All that you speak resonate as something genuine. So that's what is important. It's enough in itself, right? Already that is missing a lot on the internet. Because many people are not genuine, they're not gonna... it's a lot exterior, blah, 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 all these battle exterior. But who talks about, oh, I find it difficult this way, or... And that's what people need, because... And anyway, in the nuances we bring, it's, you know, also your voice, how you... what you emanate, you know. You emanate certain things, you emanate some light, and you have like a beauty to you that is also enough in itself, you know. For me, it does a lot for pain, you know. If sometimes I have pain in my shoulders there, around the neck, like here, you know. And if I know that if I juice, pain is going away. So sometimes if I go to mucus lean, I have pain, so I know that even mucus free, I need to go more. I need to fast, and then the pain goes away. So it does work, right? Or dry fast. If you dry fast, usually, you know, it's quite, yeah. So but yeah, you know, with all the radiation and stuff we have to deal with, in addition to our own acidity, it's not always easy, I found, to kind of feel good. And when I don't feel good, I also kind of... I know I could do much better, right? So I think it's designed this way too, like... then the body needs a lot of attention and work, and the body can sometimes be in the way for us to do what we need to do. But then we have to take care of the body and make it optimal, so, or at least good, so we can then show up or function. Or everyone who is real is really, really struggling, and we have to really fight. Like, mainly, you know, like 1 year ago, I was really struggling way more. Like, it was hard for me even to go to the woods, or, you know, I had no physical energy. I would have not be able to take the, you know, here I do fire pit. So I'm because of the yoga class now, I'm much stronger. But it's not only the yoga class, you need to make space to have a little bit more energy so you can do a little bit more for yourself. And like that, you kind of building your fortress. But in comparison to 1 year ago, where I you know, I feel like it was like all coming, like the exterior was coming to my life and oppressing me and compressing me. And I did, you know, I'm happy because I worked a long way, and a lot of that had also to do with cleaning people out of my life who were influencing my thoughts, encouraging me to be in fear-based thought, making fear-based decision, not good decision for myself. So when I turn my back on them and I say, okay, I'm going to walk my way, you know, and cleaning and slowly getting a little bit more energy. At first, I went 2 times to the woods, 2 times a month, and now I go 2 times a week. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, starting yoga again, at least 4 classes a month, sometimes 10 classes a month, you know, because we had a challenge in November. We had the liquid period, you know, that's been helping a lot. And I feel the difference now that I'm back on solid food. You know, I do much better with liquid food, you know. I know I do better. I'm a little bit like, but still, it's still good, right? It's still much better than last year. So, of course, it's normal. Everybody's struggling with psychological torture. Everybody who is real, like we are. Yeah, I still get shocked, you know, when people treat me poorly. Like, these are the freeze mechanism, coping mechanism, where you're so surprised by people being cruel and reacting a certain way that you would never. So sometimes it kind of frees you. And I'm not one of these person who have developed a lot of fight mechanism, except once in a while where really it's too much and yeah, it's going. But you have the power to change, you know. Sometimes it's hard to find a new physician, but you know, I go through photos, I look at faces. Now I work with the app. I scan the aura before I go to a new practitioner, because the aura is gonna show me, you know, if it's all gray and crappy, you know. So I usually don't talk with people who are obviously abusing, because obviously they already show you that they don't care about how you feel by abusing you overtly. You know, some people are designed another way. So with these people, I feel that discussing, you know, if there is a problem between us, we're going to talk about it and everybody cares. So we're going to resolve it. But it doesn't work like this with people who are obvious abuser, right? Yeah. And if your friend is like you, she's also like in this kind of abusive relationship, because if he's abusive with you, he's abusive with her too, you know. But the thing is that it takes sometimes years for our friend to open their eyes about the type of relationship they are in. So you cannot also count too much on that one day she will, because it might take her like 10 years, you know. Mm-hmm. And with me, you know, when sometimes I notice that they have like this, they take advantage of thinking we have no other option for the physician, you know, or any practitioner that you go see, because they have a talent or they have something that we need for the moment, and they take advantage of that psychically.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you break from it and you say, well, I'm a creator, I'm gonna find, there are countless of other options here, so I'm just gonna, it's an effort, you know, to change the habits. So we need a little bit of extra energy to find that. But I mean, abuse gives us that energy, pain gives us that energy.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's like a direct attack. It's very cruel and mean what you are sharing here, and it's going into your field, you know. So
mm-hmm.
These are, you know, this is usually meant to trigger you in just self-depreciating or anger or, you know, looping, just energy leaking outside of you. And this energy is precious, you know, because it's a source energy. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm.
You have lots of energy feeding from this light, you know. So that's why they want us triggered in any form of direction, as long as we are not master of our energies. And sometimes I like back flower also, because they are simple to bring a little bit of peace to our emotional states, you know, whatever it is, like thought loops or guilt, you know. What I do is that once it's over and when I feedback with myself, you know, and I process what's been happening, you can send them like a psychic warning. You know, you don't interact at all with them. You just interact with them psychically. You say like, you know, next time you behave in such a way with me, there's going to be consequence. And you say only that psychically. You say, next time you're going to do that with me, I'm going to use my creative power to hurt you or to create bad luck in your life. And you don't want that to happen. So you want to stop abusing me right now. Like, they hesitate, you know, you still get mean attack, but maybe it's going to change a little bit. Just psychically, you don't need to interact with him at all. You also ask for guidance, you ask for protection, for help, and mirrors also. You put mirrors in your consciousness, so everything you project. But I also notice, I got also mean attack at full moon, and I noticed that the system wants us in these hate states. And when we are in these hate states, it's harming ourselves and it's harming this reality too. So it happens, you know, when you abuse, it's inevitable, you're gonna experience them. But it's important also to exit these states, because when we are in these states, we create darkness. So we are creating a lot of darkness. So it's not good for our health. It's not good for anyone. And even if it feels good, it's like the ego good, you know, and we need to kind of go over it. That when you've been attacked, you know, you didn't mean anything. But then when people get into your field, they also have to know with whom they are playing. So we want them to be discouraged to mess around with us. What I try to do with one of my friends, I really don't like her partner, and he's an overt narcissist. I try to see her when he's not around, right? I try to visit her when he's at work or things like this, so I can still see my friend. Yeah. It happens that sometimes he's around. I don't like it. She knows I don't like it because she can read my face. Yeah. She unconsciously knows it. It's not being put on the table. Yeah. But if she knows that I prefer to see her alone.
Yeah.
Or with her daughters, but not I. Yeah. And I'm sure she doesn't see him in all his darkness. You know, you've got filters who kind of make you feel, you know, you see the good in people. You kind of find excuse for them, you know, not seeing exactly what they do, not seeing it the reality as it is. So that probably is in the game as well. And he's definitely taking advantage because he probably knows that you like your friend, you know. So usually they take advantage of that. But you know, it's been happening to me a lot in my past. It's still happening now, but a lot of attacks, nasty, cruel, mean comments, you know. But I mean, I'm handling it, you know, it's less painful usually. Like I'm kind of used to that harassing, being like a norm in this reality. And I protect also a lot, you know, I find smart ways to kind of prevent a lot of it from happening, but we cannot prevent everything to happen. You know, they use the love that you have for some beings to kind of trick you, because if he could, he would also use you against her, like they do. They do scan people around and see how they can use you, but because you have that love, he knows that you and her probably is going to be forever. And if one day he's out of the picture, he's not going to be able to manipulate you or even now against her or maybe her against you, you know. So he might be very pissed with that. They don't like it when you're not manipulate, you know, they cannot manipulate you like that. Yeah. They're never going to be able to see us, right? That's why having a backdrop parent is traumatizing in itself, right? Because they never can see you past where they can see themselves, which is limited compared to what you are, who you are. So it's always going to be triggering to be with them. Yeah. And that has to do with our own wounding, right? And of course, the program used them in this way because the program knows, but they don't know, because that's all they are themselves, right? So of course, that's something we need to heal with in ourselves, but we can never heal it with them. You know, the wounding of non-recognition, I know, is creating a lot of traps in my life. And I know that's how I get the most triggered, right? So I'm asking for assistance. I'm asking, you know, show me what it looks like, let me understand it, where it's coming from, and then I can resolve it, I can work on it, and I can teach it, right? So I'm, you know, you're in this dialogue where, you know, because you're aware of that, and you just don't want to stay in that, you know, any longer, because, you know, I think it comes from not only this life. I think, you know, they take a weakness, and it's not, I mean, that's a wounding that everybody has, but some more than others, and it's more active in some others, in some than others. But I realized that, you know, no matter the amount of healing that I've done, it's still there. So, and even it's even more triggered for the moment. Like it's like it's more, it's like when you have scratched the surface, then it's really like raw, really raw, and like a raw wounding that is like, you know, very like very open, right? Like that is excruciating pain, it's something that's been there playing in the background, but it the more it's like it's become more and more apparent. Like I cannot deny that it's there. So, you know, that's how you get into the resentment. That's how the program gets you resent other, even creating jealousy, you know, because you have this distorted image of yourself, right? You see yourself as really a poor version of yourself that you are not, and the program managed for you to see yourself that way, and then you're jealous even of the 3D people because they are programmed to have like this happiness, or, you know, so, and then the jealousy is a harvest of energy for sure, right? It's just, and then they also expect for us to even have a thought, you know, that thought that would be creative, that would harm anyone, or, you know, that 2 second thought, but they want to reach you, they want to lead you to this point, right? Where you use your psi ability against other, right? Or, so it's very complex programming. I think we can work through it with like observation, prayer, intent, right? You know, asking for understanding, for, you know, answers, and yeah.